Hello, and welcome to the April podcast on the Insurance Contracts Project. My name is Andrea Pride. I'm the project lead on the project, and with me is Daryl Scott, one of the lead Insurance Contracts board advisors. We had a successful meeting last week at the April board meeting, and I think the board's been making good progress towards finalising a final standard on insurance contracts. We've now addressed three of the five targeted topics as they relate to contracts without any participating features, and we've also agreed to have a limited list of topics that the board will consider in the light of comments received on the areas that were not targeted in the exposure draft. These issues, there were seven of them in total, four big ones and three smaller areas where we think we can make minor tweaks to align the outcome of the proposals with our intentions. And those three smaller ones are fixed fee service contracts, where we'll consider whether it's possible to have an option to allow those entities that have fixed fee service contracts and insurance contracts to apply insurance accounting to the fixed fee service contracts. The definition of significant insurance risk to try to capture a particular contract which has been identified as having no insurance risk, where in fact we think there is insurance risk. And the accounting for portfolio transfers and business combinations, where we heard that there was a lack of clarity about what we had intended. The slightly bigger issues amongst the non-targeted issues related to the unit of account. As we already heard in the March meeting when we discussed OCI, this is an area where we want to review where we are and see if we can improve consistency while acknowledging that the unit of account and the definition of a portfolio are necessarily subjective areas. We have a topic on the discount rate, where the main purpose will be to see if we can address some of the diverse interpretations about discount rates that were evident in our comment letters, and one on the allocation of the margin, where we want to consider where additional guidance can be added to narrow potentially diverse applications. And finally, we think there will be also a paper on the accounting for reinsurance contracts, where we want to consider if there are any accounting mismatches that we might want to address because the reinsurance contract accounting is not symmetrical with the direct insurance contract accounting. But the main topic last week was insurance contract revenue and expense, and I'm going to ask Daryl to give us an overview of how he felt the discussions went.
Thanks, Andrea. Revenue is one of the big five topics that we targeted in the exposure draft, and so discussing revenue at the board meeting was one of the important topics we needed to get through. At issue is a really important question, which is whether we believe that insurance revenue should be put into the financial statements in a manner that is consistent on a conceptual basis with revenue that is included in other standards. From a board perspective, we split the board meeting into two sessions. We had a first session which dealt with the education process. The education was targeted at making sure that board members understood and were able to ask questions about the actual operational functionality of the revenue model that we proposed in the exposure draft. I think we were actually quite successful in working through that process and getting out all of the questions that board members had. It was a lively debate in an education session, which I thought was very useful given the importance of this topic. The conclusion that we really reached at the end was that the revenue model proposed in the exposure draft was in fact conceptually aligned with revenue elsewhere. And I think that was an important milestone because it allowed us then to go into the decision-making session the next day knowing that our primary decision was whether we believed that revenue in insurance should be the same as revenue in other standards or revenue produced in other industries. We also had to think about the cost-benefit process and whether or not the costs of producing the revenue number were justified given the benefits that would come out of the process. And the board spent a lot of time, again in a fairly lively debate, discussing whether or not the idea of being aligned, of having this industry, this insurance industry, aligned with other industries, did provide a benefit, and to what extent presenting grossed-up information on the face of the income statement was beneficial. I think the conclusion that the board reached after, as I say, some pretty lively debate was the right one, personally. We decided by a vast majority to agree that revenue should be required to be included on the income statement in the profit and loss of an insurance company. I think this is really a big milestone because it now aligns income statement reporting in the insurance industry with income statement reporting across the rest of the industries that we cater for. It is certainly one of those issues where, in some ways, the board is leading the debate. We had mixed messages from users about how useful this information would be. Strong information or strong feedback from users in non-insurance industries suggesting that this would be used as part of the way that they look at the overall metrics across industries. Less so from our direct insurance industry users, although those direct insurance industry users were very clear that they did want the deposit element eliminated. And so this does that as part of the process as well. So in all, I think a very successful meeting.
Good. So I think the next thing that we'll be looking at is how we can start bringing some of the decisions we've made for non-participating contracts and the participating issues close together. And so next month in the May meeting, we're going to start the discussions of another of the targeted areas, which is an education session on participating contracts. And at the same time, we're going to begin bringing some of these non-targeted issues with the hope that we can get them wrapped up within two or three meetings. So thanks for listening to this podcast, and we will look forward to speaking to you again next month.